Hello, today we'll be discussing the first topic under technology, the design world, which is agriculture. Throughout history, most people have had to spend a great deal of their time getting food and fuel. People began as nomadic hunters and gatherers, using as food the animals and plants they found in the environment. Gradually, they learned how to expand their food supplies by using processing technology such as pounding, salting, cooking, and fermenting. And they also learned how to use some usually inedible parts of animals and plants to make such things as tools, clothes, and containers. After many thousands of years of hunting and gathering, the human species developed ways of manipulating plants and animals to provide better food supplies and thereby support larger populations. People planted crops in one place and encouraged growth by cultivating, weeding, irrigating, and fertilizing. They captured and tamed animals for food and materials and also trained them for such tasks as plowing and carrying loads. Later, they raised such animals in captivity. More advances in agriculture came over time as people learned not only to use but also to modify life forms. At first, they could control breeding only by choosing which of their animals and plants would reproduce. Combinations of the natural variety of characteristics could thus be attempted to improve the domesticity, hardiness, and productivity of plant and animal species. To preserve the great variety of naturally adapted crop species that are available for crossbreeding, seed banks are set up around the world. Their importance is evident in the international negotiations about what and who has the rights to those genetic resources. In the 20th century, the success of modern genetics has helped to increase the natural variability within plant species by using radiation to induce mutations, so that there are more choices for selective breeding. Scientists also are now learning how to modify the genetic material of organisms directly. As we learn more about the genetic code or how the genetic code works, it is virtually the same for all life forms. It is becoming possible to move genes from one organism to another. Without the knowledge of what the genetic code sequences control, what functions, some characteristics can be transferred from one species to another. This technique may eventually lead to the design of new characteristics. For example, plants can be given the genetic program for synthesizing substances that can give them resistance to insect predators. One factor in improved agriculture productivity in recent decades has been the control of plant and animal pests. For example, in the US in the past and elsewhere in the world, a large fraction of the farm products was lost to weeds, rodents, insects, and disease-causing microorganisms. The widespread use of insecticides, herbicides, and fungicides have greatly increased useful farm output. But there are problems that are also present. One of which is that pesticides may also act harmfully on other organisms and the environment, sometimes far from where they are used, and sometimes greatly concentrated by water runoff and on the food web. Insecticides used to control the boll weevil, for example, killed off its natural predators, making the weevil problem actually more worse. Another problem is that the effectiveness of the pesticides may diminish as organisms can also develop genetically determined resistance to them. thereby requiring again increased amounts of pesticides or the development of new ones. Consequently, more environmentally harmonious use of technology is being explored. This work involves the careful design and use of chemicals and a more knowledgeable diversification of crops, changing the crops planted on a particular tract of land from crops that deplete some constituent of the soil crops that replenish it. Changing crops can also reduce the likelihood that a particular crop disease will get a foothold. There's an alternative to chemical control of pests. It is introducing organisms from other ecosystems in an effort to reduce the number of pests in an agricultural ecosystem, such as using foreign insects that feed on local weeds. But this approach also carries some risk of introduced organisms themselves becoming a pest or turning into invasive species if their populations are not controlled. Agricultural productivity has grown through the use of machines and fertilizers. Machines and the fossil-fueled engines needed to power them have made it possible for one person to cultivate and harvest more land, to cultivate more different kinds of land, and to feed and use the parts and products of a greater number of plants and animals. There is also chemical fertilizers that are widely used in the Western Hemisphere to supplement inadequate soil nutrients in the place of the manure used in many other parts of the world. One risk in the heavy use of machinery and fertilizers is the temptation to exhaust the soil from overuse. For that reason, the U.S. government encourages agricultural producers to take land out of production periodically and to take steps to restore the natural richness of the soil. For many centuries, most food was consumed and marketed within a few dozen miles of where it was grown. Technology has revolutionized agricultural markets through transportation and communication. The many improvements in land productivity have led to the availability of far more food in some areas that is needed for the local population. The development of rapid and cheap transportation also reduces spoilage of food, as do treatments, additives, refrigeration, and proper packaging. But long-distance distribution of farm products also requires rapid, long-distance communication for selling and routing them. Together, modern transportation and communication systems enable food to be marketed and consumed thousands of miles from where it was originally produced. When most markets were local weather could create great ups and downs in the well-being of for farmers and consumers. But now, because food is distributed through a worldwide market, consumers and wealthy nations have acquired the ability to less worry about inadequate food supply. On the other hand, bad weather anywhere in the world can affect markets elsewhere. The concern of government for maintaining the national food supply for consumers and for protecting farmers from disastrous ups and downs in income has led to many forms of control of agriculture, which can include how land is used, what products also are sold, and what the prices are. Only a century ago, a majority of workers in the U.S. were actually engaged in farming. Now, because technology has greatly increased the efficiency of agriculture, there's only a tiny portion, about 2% of the population, is directly involved in the production. There are, however, many people involved in producing agricultural equipment and chemicals. They are also involved in processing, storage, transportation, and distribution of food and fiber. The rapid reduction in the numbers of farmers needed to produce a nation's food has caused great shift in the population out of rural communities, which is very evident in Japan, for example, even in the Philippines, resulting in the virtual disappearance of what was only recently the predominant way of life. So that's it. That's the lecture for agriculture. Thank you.